神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Once again, we come to you with a situation that is very, very prevalent today.
那今天我们要谈的主题是一个我们很普遍的一个话题。
Marriage and family is the very basic of every society.
那也就是社会里面关于婚姻家庭的这个很基本的啊一个结构。
We look at the large countries today, powerful, with nuclear power, with much economic power, with the great cities, the great highways, and we think this is the greatness of the world.
今天我们看一个国家强不强盛，就看它的核子武器，还有看它的经济，还有它的建设，就如说它的都市里面的一些道路建设。
But the greatest resource a country has is its strong family with great values.
但是真正的一个强壮的国家，它必须要有一个很基本的、很健康的家庭结构，这样的话才会有一个很好的一个国家价值。
A country is only as strong as its people.
国家要强盛只有在于人本身要健全。
And what makes people strong is their values.
那人之所以能够健全就在于他的价值。
And these values must start to be given to children in their homes.
那这样的一个价值呢，就从家庭里面最基本的，从家庭给他们的儿女。
So you see, the family is the power within a country.
所以事实上一个国家的强盛是在于它里面的这个家庭的健全。
Now, to find true power, we find it in true unity.
真正的能力是由和谐而来。
But the problem today is that we are trying to become great as nations and countries, but we're building on a very shaky foundation.
今天的问题是我们很想成为一个大国强盛的国家，可是我们的根基却非常的脆弱。
Because the families are becoming more and more shaky, more and more troubled.
国家的基本最基本的单位，我们的家庭呢，已经越来越脆弱，越来越有问题。
God made man and woman and instituted the family.
上帝造男造女，然后设立的家庭。
With his tremendous intelligence, he really shows us that this is the very basis of what must be sound and what must be working properly.
这个就是上帝的智慧所设立的，从这个家庭里面的延伸，然后才能够很正常的运作。
But in so many areas, we have so much marriage that's in conflict.
但是这个婚姻里面却有太多的冲突。
And I want to talk to you a little bit about that today.
今天我们要谈的就是关于婚姻里面的冲突。
The conflicts in marriage.
在婚姻里面有什么冲突？
Now there are many reasons why there is a conflict in people's marriage. One of them is a problem of communication.
有一些因素会造成婚姻里面的冲突，其中一个就是沟通。
Actually, this is a big problem.
而这是一个很大的，就是占很大的一个问题。
And many people are not even aware that it is a problem in their marriage.
问题是很多人自己都没有察觉到这个是在婚姻里面所造成的问题。
They just think they don't understand each other.
他们只是想我们彼此不了解。
The other one doesn't know how I feel.
然后对方不了解我的感受。
And they don't feel the comfort of the other person's love.
从来没有觉得对方对我的这种安慰。
But many times because we do not build on the communication one to another.
很多时候这些问题事实上是出于我们的那种彼此的沟通呢没有建立好。
Homes many times a husband and wife feel torn apart.
有时候家里面夫妻之间呢彼此非常的疏离。
Actually, it's just knowing that there is a threat to the relationship, the security of the relationship.
有时候在彼此的关系里面有一些这种啊威胁的这种程度然后会对于安全感有一些破坏。
This can lead to a troubled heart, to anxiety in many areas, and the breaking down of the marriage system.
这些都会带来很高度的这种里面的焦急感然后慢慢的会让婚姻关系瓦解。
I want to speak to you now.First, about some of the symptoms that comes with problems between husbands and wives.
那我要先谈一谈有冲突的一些症状，在夫妻之间的症状是什么？
In the emotion, in our emotion system, many times there is a loneliness that comes to the heart of one or even both of them.
首先在情绪里面你会有不管是一个或者是两者呢都会有那种孤独的感觉。
They feel that they've been abandoned, that they've been pushed aside.
他们会觉得好像被冷落了。
And of course, many times, they feel that they're not loved.
有时候会觉得没有人爱你。
This brings on anxiety.
这样就会带来焦虑。
Anxiety is a tension that we live under.
如果你有焦虑的话，你会老是啊活在这种压力里面。
Which may hit us in many different degrees.
然后这种啊会造成不同层次的问题。
Sometimes we feel overwhelmed, not knowing what to do in with our lives.
有时候你会觉得好像不晓该怎么样再往前走。
We don't feel fulfilled in our marriage.
你会觉得好像婚姻里面让你没有什么啊这种成就感。
Sometimes, particularly women, feel very fearful about this.
有时候，特别是妇女方面呢，会有里面会有惧怕。
Then sometimes you look at your marriage and you feel disillusioned. It wasn't what you expected.
然后你会发现很失望，好像你期待的都没有达到。
These are some of the emotional feelings you get when these problems of conflict come.
那这些当你有冲突的时候，会有一些这样的症状。
Our thinking is affected.
你的想法你的观念也会被影响
One or maybe both of them feels that my needs, what I need doesn't matter to the other
有时候你的想法里面会这样想一个或两个人都这样想说反正我需要的对方也不在意
Sometimes they believe that everybody else job, sports, friends, church or whatever means more to the other person than they do.
你会有这样子的一个成见，就是对方呢，他的工作、他的娱乐、他的运动、他的其他的社交活动比我都重要。
Sometimes just the feeling that your spouse is taking you for granted.
有时候你会认为对方认为你所做的都应该是你应该做的。
At other times, a wife or a husband may feel that their spouse puts them down, makes fun of them, is disrespectful to them in front of people.
有时候夫妻之间会觉得对方呢在人家面前对自己有很不尊重、不尊敬的一些话语或嘲笑。
And then they think over that and they feel like that their husband or their wife is trying to control them.
有时候觉得对方想要操纵自己。
Then they begin to entertain a thought thatSomehow they made a mistake in getting married.
然后就会开始去想说我是不是嫁错或娶错人了。
That begins to play on their mind.
这样子的话在你的脑筋里面就一直在萦绕着。
At times, there is such a hostility that comes between the couple that they have a goal of winning the argument. They don't care what is right or wrong, just so as...When they argue, they can win the argument.
就这样呢，就养成一种两个人一争执起来呢，不管 有没有道理，就是只要想赢，赢得对方，要 把对方打败下去就好了。
I think it hurts sometimes when they feel that their interest, their best interest is not taken to the heart of the other one.
有时候你认为、你的配偶对方呢并不是很在意你，对你不是很用心的话，那心里也很受伤害。
Now we see in these marriage conflicts, the emotions are touched. Then we begin to think these thoughts in our mind.
所以你看到当婚姻里面有冲突的时候呢，会产生这种情绪的这种症状，从情绪的症状会进到你的想法里面。
And then we begin to act them out.
然后就会有行动出现了。
We lash out in anger.
然后我们就开始有生气。
There's tensions and arguments.
开始有争执。
Sometimes people begin to drink alcohol or take some kind of form of medication, to help them to get through this.
甚至要会酗酒或需要嗑药来、控制自己。
Many times one of the couples will withdraw, they'll keep quiet, they'll keep secrets.
也有人呢开始就把自己关闭起来很畏缩。
They'll begin to bring up the past and the things that happened in the past.
然后过去的一些事情呢就会翻旧账一直会、浮上来。
Always putting the blame on the other person.
总是要怪对方的错。
They try to manipulate or control the other person.
然后就会想要去控制掌控对方。
So we see then that from the emotions to the thinking to the behavior problem, there comes conflict within the home.
所以因为冲突的关系呢，就开始在你的情绪、想法还有行动上产生了问题。
Then there comes a growing sense of disillusion due to the feeling of you're neglected, you're disrespected, you feel unloved.
然后你好像突然间觉醒到你是一个被忽略、不被尊重、不被爱的人。
Many times these conflicts may come from a problem, maybe in our finances.
有时候这些冲突的来源是从经济方面来的。
Also, it can come because of our children, the problems we have and how we treat our children.
有时候也会来自我们、在教导孩子、教养孩子之间的一些冲突、亲子的关系。
Sometimes it comes in the relationship of the parents.
有时候是从、双方的父母亲的问题而来。
Where the husband may be too emotionally attached to his mother or to his father, or the wife to her mother and father.
比如说呢，丈夫对于自己的父母亲呢还太亲密了，或者是太太跟自己的娘家的父母亲还是连接得很紧密。
This was one of the first commandments that God gave man, and that was that, that they must leave father and mother and cling to their wife.
事实上，神一设立婚姻的时候，就给我们第一条命令，就是人要离开父母。
Many of you may not agree with me,But you would find out that there would be far less conflicts in marriage if this would be followed.
很多人或许不太同意，但是如果把这个夫妻之间的双方的父母的关系把它简化，就是把它稍微去掉的话，事实上婚姻的冲突会少一点。
Many times you may think the conflict comes because the husband has been unfaithful and has another woman, or the wife has another man.
有人会以为夫妻的这种婚姻关系的冲突应该最大的因素在于外遇。
But actually, this is just an outgrowth of the symptoms of the problems in a family.
事实上，外遇只是家庭问题的一个外显的症状，而不是它的原因。
And I really want to speak a little bit about this today.
那我今天也要谈一谈这样的一个重点。
Because I feel this is so important.
因为我觉得这个很重要。
Many come to me and say, well, my husband has another woman.My wife has another man.
很多人来跟我谈他的先生或他的太太有了外遇。
And they feel that that is where the problem and the conflict in their marriage has begun.
那他们就认为说这个是我们家里面婚姻产生问题的开始。
But the truth of it is, many times it's just where the problems within the marriage has brought it.
但是事实上，这个外遇的问题是由婚姻的问题带来的结果。
I had a friend of mine, that I knew very well. The husband and wife had lived together, oh, I would imagine something like 17 years.
我有一个朋友，那么他这对夫妻呢，已经在一起17年了。
And then suddenly the husband had another woman.
突然间这个先生有了另外一个女人。
Now I knew this family very intimately.
我对于这个家庭，我跟他们是很亲近的。
I knew the wife, who was a very nice woman.
我认识这个太太，她是一个很好的太太。
But gave her love and attention to the children above him.
这个太太呢，把她所有的爱后来转向她的孩子。
That put her friendships above him.
然后呢，把她跟孩子的关系呢，看重过于她跟自己的先生的关系。
He became a very lonely man.
所以她的先生就很孤单。
Who really didn't understand altogether what was happening to him.
他的先生都不晓得怎么回事。
But there came another woman who made him feel like he was worth something.
后来就遇到那个另外一个女人呢，那个另外一个妇女呢，让他的先生觉得很关心他。
And when the breakup came, when the conflict was at its height, she couldn't understand what was wrong.
所以当这个事情一爆发的时候呢，这个太太就搞不懂怎么会发生这种事情。
And of course, she blamed him as well as other people blamed him.
当然，这个太太一定是怪自己的先生，就像别人一样。
But I remember when he looked at me and he called me by name and he said, "But you know." Where the problem lies.
我记得这个先生打电话给我的时候，跟我谈起这样的事情的时候，他说：“你会知道我的问题，对不对？”
And the fact is, I did know where the problem was.
没有错，我事实上是知道他的问题。
The fact that he was neglected caused him to go astray.
事实上是因为太太忽略冷落了先生，致使先生。去遇上另外一个女人。
Other times, it's because a man has to show his worth, and in the sexual appeal to others is how he feels this shows his worth.
有时候一个丈夫会在外面有外遇，是有一个原因，就是他们需要在这个性的这样的一个事情上面呢，去找到自己的价值。
Many times it's because of a lack of communication. They're not talking to one another. They're not connecting with one another. They're not understanding one another. And then someone comes along that does talk, that does understand. And before long, the conflict has flared.
如果彼此的沟通不良，彼此都不了解，都不谈话的话，那当有其中有一个人到外面去碰到一个能够了解他可以跟他谈话的人呢，当然他就很容易也有外遇。
So what do we do now when these conflicts happened in our marriage?
那当这些冲突在家里发生的时候怎么办呢？
Now this problem is going to take one of two paths.
那这样的问题呢需要有几个步骤。
The first one is that when a couple has a conflict,It may be very strong, it may be very disruptive, but there is something within that couple that has committed themselves to keep the marriage together.
首先，夫妻之间有这样的一个冲突的时候呢，一开始的冲击很大，但是呢，心里面都还有想要维持这个婚姻的意愿。
The level of their care or their belief in one another may not be very high, it may be struggling, but there's something that they're willing to work through these problems and keep the marriage.
对于对方的关怀或信任或许已经受到挫伤，但是呢，想要这个婚姻的意愿都两个人都还有。
They're willing to work through the personal hurts.And the failed expectations in order to heal their marriage.
还很愿意让这个婚姻的关系再次的复原，或者是让彼此的这种期待还可以更理想。
So this path is one where the two really want to preserve the marriage.
所以这样的一个程度就是两者都有意愿要让这个婚姻关系能够复健。
The second path is comprised of a relationship problem due to either one of them wanting out of the relationship.
那另外一种形态就是呢、啊、问题产生的时候其中有一个人他已经放弃了这种关系。
The core conflict is that they're not committed to their marriage.
所以呢他们彼此都就已经不再委身于这样的一个婚姻关系了。
Now there may be justifiable reasons why they have these problems.
他们会把自己的这样的一个情况呢用很多理由来解释。
But it's not really these problems that make them want to end the relationship because there's already something inside that wants to end this relationship.
但事实上这些理由都绝对不是造成他们要结束两者的关系的一个原因事实上是有更深的真正的原因在那里。
They no longer want to be in it, they want to be out.
因为他们早就先放弃了他们想要结束了。
So the question really becomes, can this relationship work?
然后问题就变成这样的关系在一起有用吗?
And basically, it's not the conflict. It's the fact, do we want this marriage to be held together?
所以这个、方向就不再是我们的问题能不能解决而是我们真的要在一起吗?
So many times,It doesn't matter what the conflict is, I said. It's basically the fact of whether you want to keep your marriage together or deep inside you want to get out of it.
所以重点就要回归到不是我们该怎么解决那是、啊、另外一个步骤而是你真的要恢复这个婚姻关系吗你真的想要改善有这样的期待吗
Now many of you say that my marriage is built on loyalty.
很多人说我们的婚姻关系就是彼此的忠诚
But loyalty may mean just staying together
有时候忠诚到后来变成只是维持就留在那里而已
But not truly having any satisfaction Not truly being one,、two of you that are growing together But just an emptiness of the loyalty of staying together
到后来落成就是两个人维持在一起也不一起成长也没有享受也没有满足只是一个空壳一个很空虚的关系
But there's something better than loyalty and that's commitment
那事实上比这个忠诚更重要更好的就是要有彼此的委身
I am committed to make our marriage work
我意愿我决定要让我的这样的一个婚姻关系越来越好
I am committed to do my very best to understand and to care and to give worth to our marriage
我决定我愿意献身于让我的婚姻关系有更好的沟通关系有更好的这种、情况
As Christians we understand God's expectation of us
如果是基督徒的话我们应该知道神对婚姻的期待是什么
We must be committed to a relationship that will grow and be that which is profitable
我们应该有这样的一个委身或者是献身立志要让我们的婚姻能够成长到、适合神的期待
And if we're willing to let God help us, He can heal our marriage.
如果你愿意的话，神是可以医治我们的婚姻的。
For the next few moments, I want to give you some steps that may help you in bringing your marriage back together.
接下来我要给你几个步骤，好让我们可以好好的来恢复婚姻关系。
I think the first step is that we must begin to accept the failures and the weaknesses of our partner.
首先我们要开始学习接受对方我们的配偶的一些失败或者是软弱。
Because you see, we have faults and failures.
你想一想你自己也有软弱跟失败对不对
And as each one of us is able to give grace and give understanding and accept some of these things and help one another to develop in a better area in that relationship.
所以我们就容许对方也有这种犯错软弱的地方，然后想办法来帮助他可以成长。
Now when we begin to understand and accept each other's faults, then we begin to forgive.
所以当你容许对方犯错，或者说接受对方之后呢，接下来第二个步骤，你要开始学习要原谅他。
We must forgive each other.
一定要彼此饶恕。
Either ask for forgiveness or to forgive.
或是请求对方的原谅，或者是原谅对方。
This is a great part of healing.
这是很在婚姻的这种医治上很重要的一步。
Some of you might say that's impossible.
有人说这怎么可能呢？
Others of you said that's hard.
或许有人说这太难了。
I'm saying that none of this is easy.
当然不是很容易。
But I've made a commitment.
但是你要立志这样做。
And I'm able to look my husband and my wife in the face and say, I do forgive, or please forgive me.
我要真的是立志面对着我的先生或者太太跟他说，请你原谅我，或者是学习说，我要原谅你。
Okay, now we see that as we recognize our own failure and his failure, we're now willing to forgive.
所以呢我们去面对对方的失败，接受他，接纳他之后呢，愿意宽恕。
Now we have to understand that after we have forgiven, that we're going to have to actually, be willing to change.
那接下来就是要有一个愿意更新改变的态度。
We can't ask for grace or forgiveness without changing.
我们如果原谅人或者是、要人家原谅你之后呢，不能说我就这样子不改变。
For if we have to constantly forgive one another, there's no rebuilding.
那如果我们常常只有在这个原谅或者是被原谅的这个地步的话，那我们简直没有在成长，没有在建立。
You see, forgiveness is giving us something that we can start trusting in.
那这个宽恕本身是重新在建立彼此的信任关系的开始。
So therefore, we work on those areas that we have been forgiven.
那从那里开始呢，我们要在这个、这个宽恕的这样的一个内容里面呢，开始要有一些成长。
With this, we are bringing about reconciliation.
在宽恕之后，我们就带来了和好。
Reconciliation is the willingness of both people to live together, to do these things that they know will build their relationship, and to work very hard in their emotional, spiritual, and in their behavior to reconcile to one another.
所以在复合之后呢，就是表示两个人都有意愿在一起重修我们的不管是情绪上面的或者是我们的灵里面的各方面的、这些关系。
A happy husband and wife means a happy family.
如果有一个很快乐的夫妻关系，那么这个家庭就会是一个圆满的家庭。
When we can find our satisfaction and fulfillment in our home life, we are happy people.
那怎么样可以成为一个快乐的人呢？就是你可以在家里面得到满足，得到满意，那你就是一个快乐的人。
Happy people, wonderful committed people, become wonderful committed citizens to any nation.
一个快乐的人，一个心里面有委身的这样的一个、人呢，他就会成为一个很好的国家的公民。
It may seem hard.But God can help you.
或许你想不容易难，但是记得神可以帮助你。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。 你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。